This episode of Package Your Genius is brought to you by The Branding Box, the award-winning personal branding home study system.
Visit www.thebrandingbox.com to learn how this multimedia toolkit can help you build a profitable personal brand and begin landing more clients, praise, and press in as little as 90 days. www.thebrandingbox.com. You're listening to Package Your Genius, a conversation designed to give you clarity on your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn, and our new theme song is by
DJ Connor B, and it's called Temperature to the Shoutout.
Temperature to the Shoutout. Thank you, Connor, for your contribution to Package Your Genius. Today, I want to talk about balance and particularly the idea, I guess, of finding balance, having balance, balancing it all, having it all, etc. Because it's been something that's been a topic of conversation that keeps popping up between me and close friends, colleagues, people who I've known a long time. So I know I'm not the only person who is thinking about the price that we ultimately pay for success and for the things that we want when we are thriving in our careers, you know, pursuing our ambitions and growing our businesses. This morning I ran into an old PR colleague actually at the coffee shop that I frequent pretty much every morning. And, you know, we hadn't seen each other in a while. It's been over a year. And so we took some time to catch up, to sit down and enjoy our coffee together instead of running off on our ways to start our days immediately. So we took a little moment and we sat down and chatted and caught up and really just kind of got back into a groove and caught each other up with what's going on with our businesses, our personal lives, kids, and all of that. And as we talked, you know, it was cool to reconnect because we used to really commiserate, you know, gosh, 5 or 6 years ago when we were both independent PR people. And at that time, there just weren't a ton of other independent PR consultants that we knew. So, you know, when you're independent and you're kind of your own boss and doing your own thing, you have a very unique schedule. And most of your friends, family members, or other people that you know are at work when you are at the coffee shop, or you're working on your client deliverables from your home office, or you've gone to a coffee shop to work at them. So we would catch up and we had a similar schedule and a similar rhythm. And we actually connected initially via a PR blog that I was writing, because I was writing about my PR journey and what I was learning becoming this business owner consultant. And we connected really through that blog and then ended up meeting in real life and, you know, forming a bond and connection. But anyway, as we were talking this morning over coffee, it dawned on me that the very same thing that connected us oh so many years ago through that blog and the thing that we kind of still were caught up in and talking about today was a sense of a longing for connection and, you know, not necessarily feeling as if we were supported and just connected in our day-to-day lives as business owners and consultants. And this is kind of a theme that I think many people can understand and was really familiar before the advent of all of the co-working spaces that abound now. And it's funny because we both belong to co-working spaces, but there's still something missing. And so we were just talking about, you know, having someone to bounce ideas off of and share your problems and concerns with. You know, it's one thing to talk to your clients and your customers, but what about when you have a problem with one of your clients or a question about how you should serve them? And, you know, being independent, And maybe having colleagues in other fields, it doesn't always work out, right? So you end up feeling alone. You have to make those decisions ultimately on your own. You know, you may get advice, but it's up to you to really make that decision. And so I thought it was interesting that the thing that connected us originally so many years ago was also a theme or a concern that is still at play in our lives. So we left each other and we vowed to have coffee again and really, you know, try to keep our connection going and to be more intentional about showing up for one another, seeing one another and staying in touch. And it just made me think about, you know, what is it that you are being intentional about in your life? Are you taking a holistic approach to your life? I will be the first one to admit that, you know, I can be type A, go-getter, goal-setter, ambitious, achiever, you know, make a plan for what I want and go after it. If you ask me, Amanda, how are you planning to make $1 million in the next year? I can lay out what my plan is, you know, and I may not get there 100%, but I'll be on my way and I do have a plan. And I think that, you know, if you ask me about, you know, what's my plan for my children? What are my children doing and how am I supporting them? And what are they going to be doing in the next 3 months, 6 months, year? I can tell you because I think about that quite a lot. I'm very intentional about my parenting. I'm very intentional about my business, but I will be the first to admit that there are places where that intention does not reach, right? It's like, I know what it feels like to go hard in business because my business, you know, I'm very passionate about it. It means the world to me. My kids mean the world to me. But, you know, when you are putting so much energy into your business or into your family, what happens to those other parts of you that make you feel like you? And what happens to those other parts of your life that are equally as important? And for me, I'm really at a place in my life, in my career, in my business's, you know, journey or my business's maturation that I'm really taking a step back and saying, okay, I can see how success happens. I see how to be successful. I see how to make money. I see how to make more money. I see how to scale my business and scale my growth. But what about the connection? What about feeling like I am in this with other people? What about feeling like I am, you know, supported and loved and understood, and I'm giving support, love, and understanding back to other people who are not, you know, my direct family members or people that I take care of? What about all of those relationships that at least have been important to me at some point in my life? How am I being intentional about how I approach those relationships? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, no matter how successful I am or how much money I make, the connection is the piece that I think I will always crave. And it's been popping up in conversation with more than one person, and I know I'm not the only one. So if you are working in a day job, and maybe you are pursuing a side hustle and you want to have that side hustle become your main hustle, and you are looking forward to this idea of having freedom one day to pursue your business full time. And, you know, freedom is the thing that's calling you. I see that so much. Freedom, location independence. I want to be free. I want to be able to do as I please, come and go as I choose. Just want you to know that that freedom does come with some strings. You know, it does come with its own set of challenges, because freedom is great and all, but as a person who's technically been free, I guess, for the last 9 years, you know, there's some downsides to it as well. And you really have to make sure that you are as intentional about building connection, maintaining your relationships, and making relationships and connection in your life a priority as you are about building your business, building out clients, pursuing new opportunities, building your brand. Like, you have to kind of get that on the list. And it's funny because I think if you're an introvert, it's even easier to fall off the beaten path and, you know, begin to champion your business or your career above all else. Because after we get out of school, right, relationships are not front and center. If we don't see people every day, if they're not a part of our everyday routine, it requires effort. It requires work to keep those relationships going, to keep those connections going, especially if you're already managing, you know, the relationships within your household. You know, it's a lot to keep those going and taking care of all the people that you're responsible for. But even though, you know, relationships and connection may not feel like a priority in your day-to-day life because you're looking at your children or your spouse and your business and you're thinking there are not enough hours in the day to do these things that I am actually obligated to do, right? Like, if I don't do these things, people are going to suffer. You know, if I don't, you know, get this client, whatever it is that they've paid me to get them, it's going to be a problem. If I don't give my kids attention and feed them and, you know, make sure they're doing their homework and getting to their activities, it's going to be a problem. If I don't, you know, make sure I'm talking to my husband and making sure that, you know, we're still on the same page and we're still connecting and we're still operating as best friends, you know, then there's room for someone else to, you know, maybe take that place. So it's a problem. And so it's easy to look at all of the things that we see every day and say, okay, this is my priority. I don't have room for anything else. But I'm here to tell you, it's been my experience that we have to begin putting connection and the tending of our relationships on the agenda. So this week I thought about what it is that I want, what it is that I feel is missing, what it is that I want more of, right? Because whenever I advise a client or I'm looking at my business, that's exactly what I do. I say, well, what is it that I want more of? How do I want to feel? What's working well and how can I duplicate that? Well, this week I thought about my feelings, right? How I feel. And what makes me feel alive outside of work, not what makes me feel alive when I'm working in my business, what gives me energy in my business, but what gives me energy and makes me feel alive just in life. And it's that connection of, you know, friendship, of close colleagues, people who understand you, you know, family members that you may not see all the time because they don't live in the same city, but feeling known, understood, and really grounded in relationships is what I'm missing, and I want to cultivate more of that. And so as I made my to-do list for the week, that kind of guides what I'm up to make sure that I'm not missing any deadlines or, you know, I'm on track with everything I have to do with the Package of Genius Academy or with my individual personal branding clients. I made a section on my to-do list for me, and I made a list of people that I wanted to reach out to, connect with, you know, reconnect with, and then I made a list of things that I wanted to do just for my physical health and self-care. And so I made my list of people, and I've already kind of made it almost halfway down that list, actually, of people that I wanted to reconnect with and catch up with. And it just felt good. You know, it felt good to call someone up to say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while, and to hear them say, oh my God, Amanda, I miss you so much. You know, it felt good to know that that feeling was mutual. I miss them, they miss me. And it just made my day a little bit brighter. And so my new goal for moving into next week, as I make my to-do list for the business and for all of the things that I have to do, all of the things that I'm responsible for, both at home with the kids and the boys and Mark, and the clients, I am making it a priority. I'm putting connection and relationships back on the to-do list, back on the agenda, so they'll get done. I want you to try this. If connection is something you've been craving and missing, try that out. Put that in your agenda, on your calendar, and see how can you get the things that matter to you, matter most to you, how can you make those a priority? Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to us on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. Are you craving more connection? I would love to hear your thoughts and how you're approaching this and prioritizing relationships and connectivity in your life. Visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/AmandaMillerLittlejohn, and drop me a note. And make sure you visit the website so you can stay abreast of what we've got coming up in the next few months. We're thinking of doing an event, a year-end brand planning event here in Washington, D.C. So visit us at AmandaMillerLittleJohn.com and PackageYourGeniusAcademy.com. See ya.